Get up with AV and Ben.
All right, party people. Let's do this.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Oh, this week, I don't know. Look, for me, it might not be for you as well, but for me, the days are going very quickly this week. We're going to be at Friday before you know it. No AB today. She's on the sick list. So, just you and I plodding right along, getting to it. Big show regardless. It's going to be, you know what? Nobody could turn up to this show one day, and it would still be a big show. It's just, it's in its veins. It's in its DNA. It's just part of who the show is. $520 Alpha Bucks is coming back at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Play twice a morning now. See you later, pop quiz. It's all about Alpha Bucks. I've got to give a shout out to a really great person on Coffs Roads. Yes, yes, there is a good driver among the lot of them. Among a lot of those bastards, there is one gem. They're going to get a shout-out just before 7:30, which is fantastic. There's some people trying to take your money. There's some people trying to give you money. All various kinds of scams. It's a wild one. There is a new iPhone. There's a new iPhone. I've never heard of anything like it. But when I tell you what the features are, there will be one mate of yours that just springs to mind that you just like, yep, that's such a Gareth thing to do. I don't know. It's substitute Gareth for whoever your idiot mate is. And that's happening just before 7 o'clock. I'm taking another step towards being old. Circling that drain day by day. Another step closer to being an old man. Can't wait. I'll fill you in on that just after 6:30. Next, scam warning.
Kid breakfast with AB and Ben.
I love stories like this because it means I get to do my dramatic A Current Affair style voice. It is always a pleasure of mine. The ATO tax scam that could be lurking in your neighbourhood. More details at 6. It does sound quite alarming, but you can spot this one a mile away. We've all had the automated call from the ATO saying that you owe them lots of money in a very strange robotic voice and that you need to pay with the required iTunes gift cards. I think we've all hung up on one of them in our time. But this one has gone a little step further. And I must say, I admire the audacity. At some point, you do just have to respect it, even if these people are the worst human beings preying on, the people most vulnerable in our society. People are rocking up to people's houses, pretending to be from the AFP, with FPOS scanners in their hands, saying you owe money to the ATO. It's so obvious that it's kind of funny, but also not in the same way. Like they're getting quite bold with this. This is coming out of South Australia, in Salisbury Downs, one of the Adelaide suburbs. A man apparently received a call, an automated one, saying that he had a tax debt outstanding and a warrant had been issued for his arrest. And about 30 minutes later, two guys in fake AFP jackets turned up at his front doorstep and demanded he pay back the amount owing via FPOS through their machine that they brought with them. Now, this man thought, you know what, something's a bit sus. I mean, normally I'll just give out my money to anybody who knocks on my door and asks. But he did ask them to provide some ID, and that is when their elaborate scam just fell apart. They left. And they didn't get any money from him, but he did report it to the police. It is a little bit concerning. I mean, obviously, you and I, we aren't going to fall for this. But they don't need all of us to fall for it. They just need one or two of us. And out of the, 25 million people, what is it up to now in Australia? You can find one or two people dumb enough to do this. So, I don't know, contact a dumb mate and give him a heads up, yeah?
Kid breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
Bathurst was on the weekend. It is a great weekend in motorsport. It is the big one. It's what everybody loves. But it was marred by controversy. We did chat about this on Monday. In And if you're not aware of how supercars works, each team has two drivers on the track. And there's a lot of tactics. There'd probably be better people to explain it all to you and how and the intricacies of it. But essentially, there are a lot of tactics that they can use to help and work as a team. Some of them have been described as disgraceful, however. Scott McLaughlin got his first Bathurst win on the weekend, and there is calls for him to be stripped of the title. He said he has no fear of it, and he's welcome to an investigation regarding his teammate Fabian Coulthard, who apparently dramatically slowed down and held up the field behind his teammate due to a safety car. Apparently, the move that he made was completely inappropriate, and he essentially blocked anybody else from getting close to Scott McLaughlin. Which, I don't know if this does turn out to be true. Fabian Coulthard probably just wanted the best for his teammate, but it's a bit nasty because then you're putting an asterisk on your teammate's win. It'll go in Wikipedia that, old mate, Scotty McLaughlin won, but, you know, the little asterisk in the corner marred by controversy, and that may have had nothing to do with McLaughlin. A lot of the other drivers are quite angry with it all. Jamie Winkup, who wasn't too far behind them, also had some trouble keeping up with him due to the go-slow manoeuvre. And Shane Van Gisbergen apparently gave him a massive spray. I feel like, you know, you do this whole thing, definitely get an investigation, but Shane Van Gisbergen, you can get some revenge before the next race. Just get one of these Extinction Rebellion people to just glue themselves to Scott McLaughlin's car. It's sorted. Can't go anywhere. Anything else in sport you can find at hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
There is something that I must confess, and this, I don't know, might come as a surprise to some people, or maybe not to others, but it's another chip off the old Ben is getting old, sculpture that is being created before my eyes. And it's something that I've only really just realised in maybe the past week or two, but I think it's been brewing for quite some time. And it manifested itself on the weekend. I was driving in the car with the girlfriend, coming back from getting some breakfast, and the words left my mouth, and I didn't realise what exactly I'd said, but I'd, after that, there was no coming back. We stopped at an intersection, and I looked up, And I said to my girlfriend, "Ooh, garage sale." That instant, I got three more grey hairs. I didn't realise what I was saying. But for the past, I don't know how long, really, as long as I can remember, I have been looking at garage sale signs going, Oh, yeah, might swing by the garage sale. I'm yet to do it. I'm yet to actually rock up to one. But I'm feeling the call. I'm feeling the gravitational pull of a chance to get a bargain on somebody else's junk. Some junk that I don't probably need, could definitely do without, but I hunger for a bargain, you know? And the beast must be fed. So I know it's just a matter of time before I do actually go to one of these. It's probably going to be when my girlfriend Jordan isn't in the car, because she's like, "Ben, we don't need any more stuff. Look at the garage. It's full of crap. Just get rid of that stuff first." I want to go to one, and I will, but I think I need to get realistic about them, because I imagine that it's just a treasure trove of greatness. And then other people rightly point out, no, it's other people offloading all their other junk. You know, anything good they put on buy, swap, sell, and the leftovers they put out on their driveway, and they just encourage you to take. Just get it out of here. Get it out of here. I want to know, on 13, 12, 16, what you've bought at a garage sale. It can be crap, it can be great, whatever, but what has your experience been? Do you have any tips for those bargain hunters? Any tips that don't involve turning up to their place at 4 a.m. I don't need to do that. I'm not that guy yet. But give me a call and give me a heads up about what I'm in for when I inevitably become one of these garage sale tragics.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
There is a new iPhone out. It is ridiculous. It costs a lot of money, but you know somebody is going to buy it, even though it'll probably turn up at a garage sale in about 20 years' time for some other peanut to spend a fortune on. That's what I'm chatting about this morning. I'm feeling the call of the garage sale. I don't know if it's just you turn 33 and it suddenly comes alive in you that you need to hunt and find bargains 24 hours a day, but every time I see a garage sale sign pointing me down that arrow, oh, I want to go there. I don't know why. What am I going to find? Zoe from Moonee, you're giving us a call on 13, 12, 16. Have you found something good at a garage sale?
Oh, my God, Ben. I have literally hit the jackpot hardcore. So have you watched one of those infomercials where they have those slices, like those mandolin things, and it slices chips in different fatness of chicken?
Yeah,
and
They are great at removing your knuckles as well. They are fantastic at taking the skin off those.
Yeah, I did find that out the hard way as well. But I found one of them at a garage sale, and I've been watching them on infomercials for the last 20 years, and I'm like, I'm not paying $50 full payments of that with $9.99 shipping.
What?
No. I picked it up for a tenner at the garage sale.
$10? That's amazing. And it chops and it dices and it slices and it does everything.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. Every single attachment was in the box as well, man.
Amazing. It still had the box. That's incredible. And I've got to ask, because I have used one of those, is it clean? Because I could never really clean mine in the end. There's always...
Yeah, there's a little bit hanging around. Like, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you get like a little rogue piece of food lingering in your new piece of food. But, you know, it's worth it.
I think they call it seasoning. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's worked in. Good. All right, good to know there's still bargains out there. Thanks for the call, Zoe.
Thanks, Ben.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
There is a new iPhone that's hit the shelves. iPhone 11 we're up to now. They haven't thought of any cooler names for them yet. They went with X for the last one, and it all got very confusing because it was technically, I don't know. It was very, very confusing, but it is out on the market. It's slimmer, it's faster, it's shinier. It's got 74 cameras. It can slice, it can dice, it can julienne your fries. There's not too much impressive lately that's coming out with phones. I feel like we've hit a barrier in terms of what people actually want out of them. But that does not stop a company called Caviar. They're a luxury tech brand from giving your regular iPhones a bit of a zhuzh, a bit of a workover, a bit of a luxury remodel, and then charging an absolute premium for it. This iPhone, the iPhone Pro Superior Jobs, that's the one they've called it, it is going for about $6,280. Now, that's significantly more than the regular iPhone, which is going for about $1,500, I believe. And you might be asking, what do you get with all of that, Ben? Well, thank you for asking. You get a lovely case for the iPhone 11, a case that features, get this, a chunk of Steve Jobs' famous turtleneck. The photos they've got on it, it's just down the bottom, there's this kind of lovely soft patch of fabric, which it just sounds really lovely. And they're all imprinted with Steve Jobs' autograph, which is a bit sneaky because he wasn't around to design the 11. Would he be willing to put his name to it, do you think? I mean, Apple definitely would put their name to it, but Steve Jobs might be like, meh, could be better. Could be better. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Somebody would pay. There's always going to be somebody who pays $6,000 for one of these, but out of all the features they've added, no headphone jack, I've noticed. I would pay through the nose for one of those.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ooh. Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
Go. I'm feeling it. I don't know if it's in my loins, my waters, anywhere in me, but some part of me feels like this money is going to go off today, $520. Chris from Corindai, do you think you're going to win it?
I'll have a crack.
Okay, do you feel it in your loins that you're going to win it?
Okay.
All right. I won't ask you any more questions about your loins. Sorry. Your letter is R.
Yep.
You're going to have 30 seconds. You can say pass if you can't think of one. We'll come back if there's time. But you can't use the same answer for more than one of them, yeah?
Yep.
Excellent. Your time will start after I've asked the first question. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. We need, with R, a children's TV show.
Roger Rabbit.
Car.
Oh. Car.
Something you listen to music on.
Radio.
Celebrity.
Car.
Something you wear.
Right, oh. Pass.
AFL team.
Pass. Oh,
in the pantry.
Nah.
No.
Shocking.
That timer, it got to you, didn't it?
Yeah, shocking.
Oh, mate. You know what? I'm going to get a copy of this timer, this audio, to send to you, and you can just listen to it over and over again, and then that way it doesn't affect you. So next time you call up, it doesn't get to you. It is a shame, but you gave it your best, right, Chris?
Yep, too late.
No worries, mate. That's honestly, people have stopped us in the street and said, people don't know how to play that game. I can win it. I play it every time. Yeah, but you're not on air. You don't have the timer going. You don't have the money looming over you. It changes it entirely. We'll let somebody else have a crack at it for 520 at 8 o'clock this morning when Alpha Bucks returns. All thanks to Planner, home of your $9 cocktail, $6 craft beers every Friday.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
An entire family has missed quite a bit. In fact, they have literally missed the last 9 years of Earth. They haven't been in a coma. They've actually been in a cellar, in a farmhouse, for the past 9 years. Dutch police found a father and six children hidden in the basement where they'd spent years waiting for the end of time, apparently. I don't get that. If you're waiting for the end of time, why not just go for a walk? Time's going to end. You might as well be enjoying some scenery. Don't need to be eating beans out of a can waiting for the clock to stop. Make the most of it. Seize the day, as they say. They discovered a man believed to be the father of family in the northern province of Drenthe. Apparently, one of the sons went to a nearby pub in a confused state, drank a bunch of beers, and then asked for help, saying he hadn't been outside in 9 years. Now, there is a bit of... not entirely sure what's going on, whether the children wanted to have any part of this or not. Apparently the mother did pass away while they were all in their house. So there's something not quite adding up there, of course. But imagine just... And maybe this is just saying something about my life and what I've got going on, but I just heard it's like they'd been spent 9 years away from civilization. And I thought, God, yeah, I could do with a break. Could really, yeah... maybe not 9 years, but I reckon I could go a couple of months in a cellar just a bit of relaxation. Yeah, as long as you got a Netflix account, it's working. But 9 years is a long time to spend outside of the world. Obviously, we've still got cars. You'd still recognize a lot of things, but the world has definitely changed in the past decade. We are coming up to the end of the decade at the end of this year, and I just thought, how would you explain? What would be the trickiest thing to explain to this family that has been away since 2010 and you'd have to get them up to speed? It'd be like when Captain America came out of the ice, in whatever movie Captain America came out of the ice in. All the things you would need to catch up on. What Netflix shows would you tell them to watch? How would you explain that Australia has had 11,000 prime ministers since then, or that anybody can be president of the USA now? It doesn't matter what you do, what skeletons you got in your closet. They'd ask about flying cars, and you have to say, no, sorry, all of our scientists have been quite busy trying to remind people that the Earth isn't flat and vaccinations are good for you. They've been very caught up, a lot of back work in that. How would you explain the concept of a poo jogger? Where do you start? Give me a call. What would be the weirdest thing to actually have to tell these people who have sat out the past 10, 9 years? 13, 12, 16. I want to hear from you. At least they'd still know this song. You could play this song like, yes, yes, banger. It still is a banger, Dutch family, don't you worry.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
We need to explain to a Dutch family that has been locked in a cellar waiting out the end of the world for the past 9, 10 years... What exactly happened this decade? They've sat it out. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I imagine there'll be a lot of psychological issues that they go through. But it's been a decade, that's for sure. Very confusing one. But so much has happened, really. If you cast your mind back, and where would you even start? Would it be all the prime ministers we've had? Would it be all the people who get offended and the people who get offended that people get offended? Would it be poo joggers? I don't know. Mike from Moonee, what do you think would be the trickiest thing to explain to the past 9-10 years?
I think we do have to explain ourselves as to why Donald Trump is president.
It'd be weird, hey, because, I mean, I think in 2010, he was still asking for Obama's birth certificate.
Yes, he was. Yeah, that was the thing that was happening.
I think he might have still been on the reality show as well. I'm not sure.
I think he was still doing The Apprentice, but it's hard to explain why the host of a reality show is now the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world.
It's amazing, yeah. Yeah, the big red button that launches the nukes has Cheeto dust on it for some reason. It would be tricky. All right, I think maybe start there with the shocking one and everything else would just be easy to explain after that.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll explain some of the more food combinations that we've created.
No, because then they'll run back into the cellar. Be like, ah, it is the end of days. No.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Now, hits.com.au.
Disney Plus is the next streaming service to come and take over your house. It's getting to the point where, I mean, we all abandoned pay TV because it was too much. And we've got all these smaller streaming services. Now they've all accumulated. We're probably spending about the same amount. Disney Plus, as the name suggests, is Disney's version of their Netflix, their Stan. And it's launching on November 12th. There's a list of all the stuff that is going to be streaming from day dot. And it's quite a comprehensive list. They own quite a lot of intellectual properties. Everything from Marvel to Star Wars to Pixar. National Geographic as well. There's going to be a whole bunch of sections. Disney Films, Disney Animation, Disney Channel Originals. And the list is quite long. I mean, you've got to get classics like Miracle on 34th Street, Treasure Island, Old Yeller. For when the kids are misbehaving, threaten to put that on. You go, I'm going to put Old Yeller on. I'm going to make you watch right to the end. Just put watch the end on repeat. All the classics from the 50s and 60s are going to be on there as well. There's also going to be some great 90s ones. Three Men and a Little Lady, The Rocketeer, Sister Act. And then there's all the new stuff. There's all the new shows that are going to be on there. The Mandalorian, which is going to be it's directed by Jon Favreau, set in the Star Wars universe. Alice in Wonderland, all this stuff, Tron Legacy. It's a pretty good list. You're going to have to decide for yourself whether you're going to pick this one up along with everything else, because one of them's getting the chop, that's for sure. Have a look at the list. All the details are online at hit.com.au. Next, your chance to win a double pass to This That in Newcastle on November 9th. Ultimate road trip for you and your mate. Help me decide on something next.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hits This or That. Road trip to This That Newcastle, November 9th. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
This lineup is insane. Have you seen it? LDRU, they played at Winx a couple of weeks back. Hermitude, who are honestly such an underrated live act. Ali Bada, Camouflage Rose, Alex the Astronaut, Peking Duck, Fundamental, Slumberjack. This is just a party in a bottle. Well, it's not in a bottle, it's in a field. That's how most festivals are thrown. I've got a double pass for you to head to This That Festival on November 9th in Newey. Great day for a road trip. The weather's going to be good. I can feel it. Just give me a call right now on 13 12 16 and help me decide between this or that. On Monday, we did Coke Pepsi. Yesterday, we did Lindsay Lohan's acting. Whether you preferred her efforts on The Masked Singer, pretending to know who those people were, or in any of the movies she's been in. I want to know how you feel between going to the cinema or watching a movie at home. If you had the option, the same movie was being shown on both screens, would you rather stay at home and watch it in the comfort of your own house? Or would you go to the cinema with a big old screen, the big speakers, the delicious, delicious popcorn? Give us a call, 13 12 16. Help me decide between this or that. You don't have to be right. It's just your opinion. That's how this works. And in exchange, I'll hook you up with a double pass to this, that festival. Get around it. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Hits, this or that. Road trip to this, that Newcastle, November 9. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
Win your way to one of the biggest festival lineups I've seen in quite some time. Hermitude, LDRU, Meg Mac, Ali Barter, Peking Duck. It's going to be a good time. Together, all you need to do is help us decide between this or that. We give you two options. Just need your opinion. You know those marketing surveys that people were wanting you to fill out in exchange for nothing? Well, we're giving you something instead. Jess from Boambi is on the phone. And Jess, I want to get your thoughts. How do you feel when you're seeing a movie? Would you prefer to watch it at the cinema or watch it at home?
I would definitely say the cinemas, only because of the Choc Top ice cream, popcorn and frozen toast. There's nothing better.
It's so good, isn't it? There's something about that food.
It is so good.
And at the movies, I'm not sure if you're aware, calories don't actually count when you're at the...
Yeah, exactly right. I can eat whatever I want and I... Don't care.
Yeah, no, I got to agree. The food is definitely better. I always get a frozen Coke when I go there.
Yeah, it's just something about it, isn't it?
And do you find that when you watch a movie at home, you end up just picking up your phone halfway through and just going, I wonder what's going on here, and then you kind of miss the movie, whereas at the cinema, you're forced to sit there and just focus. It's nice.
And you know what? At the cinema, the kids actually zip their lips and watch the movie. At home, they do not.
Exactly. You're like, you're not just pissing me off, you're pissing off everybody around us. Stop it.
That's exactly right.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your opinion. I do appreciate it. I've got a double pass to this, that festival, all yours.
Yay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Road trip to this, that festival, Newcastle, November 9th. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Ooh. Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
At the home of trivia as well, Wednesday tonight. Yeah, it's on tonight. See you there from 6:30. We are trying to give $520, though, to Angelina from Nanaglen. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
That's very good. Have you done your morning meditation?
No. Oh. I've had coffee, if that counts.
Yes, that's what I meant. Sorry. Why would I say meditation? What an idiot.
No time for that.
You sound like you're good to go. $520, though, what would you spend that on?
My best friend's getting married on Saturday, so hair, nails, makeup, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yep, all of that. Fair enough. Give her a shout-out. Who's the happy couple?
Tia Hutchinson and Jake Little.
Oh, congrats, guys. Very cool. Very cool. All right, let's try and win you some money. The letter is D.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to have 30 seconds to name all the stuff. You can say pass if you can't think of anything. We'll come back if there's time.
Okay.
But you can't use the same answer for more than one of them.
All right.
Okay. Your time will start after I've asked the first question. Beginning with D, I need a movie.
Dalmatian.
Something you plug in.
DJ set.
Female singer.
Demi Lovato.
Bakery item.
Dough.
Flower.
Daffodil.
Sport.
Pass.
A deodorant brand.
Dior.
A gym term.
Dance.
American president. We didn't quite get there. We didn't quite get to the end. That was pretty good, honestly. That was focused. I think if we had 45 seconds, you would have got that.
Yeah, that would have been great.
but sadly, 30 seconds is all the time we get. Not a bad effort, Angelina. Congrats on what? Well, not you, you're not getting married, but have a fun weekend. We are playing for $540 in tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. When it returns, it's all thanks to the Planner, home of your $9 cocktails, $6 craft beers every Friday.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Now, starting tonight is season 2 of Playing for Keeps. If you missed season 1 of this, it is a great show covering the life and time, sometimes crimes, of the AFL football wags. It's all fictitious, but it's definitely influenced by a bit of reality, playing the role of Talia Woods. We've got Olympia Valance joining us on the show. Good morning, Olympia. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. That was a great Playing for Keeps introduction.
Oh,
thank you for that.
That's one of my best, actually. Don't go and look at any other
that
ones.
That was really good.
It's great that it's back for season two. How did it come about for you starring in season one?
Well, I was actually finishing up on Neighbours and I got wind that this show was being created. I'm like, great, that is an epic show for Australia and for especially Victoria. They're like, oh, we're thinking about you for this character. And I was overseas at the time. And I said, you know, when you got the script, send it over. And I read the script. I'm like, wow, this is going to be so good. So I came back for it.
Yeah, great. And it is, it's all about, there's very little footy playing going on. It is mostly about what the girls are getting up to.
A bit. but yeah, it really is about what the girls are doing.
And how much is influenced by what goes on behind the scenes of actual AFL Wags?
Oh, are you asking me this because I'm dating one or because I should know?
I'm just wondering, you know, how much reality, if there's any stories that you just kind of you overhear and go, I might run that by the writers, they might appreciate that.
Oh, there's actually been a couple of things that have happened between Thomas and I that I'm like, please, can I tell the producers, can we put this on the show? He goes, babe, if I see this on the show, there'll be hell to pay. I'm like, okay.
That's how my girlfriend feels about this show. So, yeah.
Well, I can imagine. It'd actually be really scary being a radio host girlfriend.
Because
you never know what is going to be said on air.
She follows up every story with, don't talk about this on air, but.
Don't talk about this on air.
So, season one, I mean, I won't say too much if anyone's still playing catch up, but a lot of it
which
does.
Which you can watch on 10 Play if you want to catch up.
There you go.
So
if you start binging now, you'll be good to
start
go.
Start binging. Do a full binge before tonight.
it does. A lot of the show of season one is about one of the football players' mysterious deaths and all these things come to light. Are we going to see any more of that? Any more of the ramifications, or are we moving on to the new relationships and things in this?
I think we're kind of moving on to, you know, there's obviously a new couple coming on the show. There's a new recruit, and so there's kind of, you know, there's drama around that. But yeah, everyone's kind of got their own little stories going on in this season. But you know, we have all of the drama and all of the scandal, just like last season.
Yeah, nice. And you have actually, in the show, you've split up with your football player boyfriend.
Yeah, so season two picks up 6 months after the last episode of season one. So we kind of see how that relationship has kind of turned out. And in true Talia fashion, she's just trying to win the breakup, and who's doing the breakup better, another little breakup competition, which is kind of funny. And we see that play out in episode one, so you'll see all that tonight.
This is going to be great. I cannot wait. Season two, it premieres tonight at 8:30. You've got to enjoy it. Olympia, thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
Now, hits.com.au.
Entertainment reporter Justin Hill. We've made it to Wednesday. If we can make it this far, surely the downward slope is.
Surely. I mean, it's hump day. We're going to get there. Yeah. How could we do it without our friends, though?
They'll be there for us.
Yeah. They certainly will be. I say that because Jennifer Aniston overnight has joined Instagram, and she has gotten herself 2.7 million followers. And I can happily report that she actually officially shut down Instagram. It had a moment overnight where it wasn't working properly.
She broke it.
Mostly because she actually did. She legitimately broke the internet, Kim Kardashian.
This is what happens when you let people who are 50 go near technology. They break it. Not just for her, but for everyone.
They sure do. And she posted a picture of her and the cast of Friends, and they recently all caught up for dinner, and obviously she was like, well, what am I going to post my first picture ever on Instagram? And so she thought she'd post a picture of them all having dinner, and it promptly actually broke Instagram. It fell apart. You know, it hasn't been working properly. I think it's back up this morning. But thank you, Jennifer Aniston, for joining Instagram and breaking it on us.
So it hasn't been Instagram's day, week, or year. Is that what you're saying? Sorry, I can't help myself.
And then at the end, can you just give me a little...
Why? That surely set the rumour mill flying, though, in terms of a reunion.
This is the problem, right, is that all of the cast, a lot of the cast of Friends have said they are up for doing a reboot. Like, Jen has said, hey, look, if everyone else wants to do it, I'd look at doing it. I know a lot of the other cast members have said as well, I'm sure a lot of them could definitely do with the paycheck, but the creators of the show have said, no, we're not into it, we're not interested. We don't want to kind of like undo the legacy that we made with the show.
Yeah, it was wrapped up in a nice little bow. It's a little treasure of time. It doesn't need to be.
And a lot of the fans agreed with him and said, no, don't touch it. But the problem is, wouldn't we love to all have them back on our TV screens again? I don't know.
I wonder if it would strike a chord with people who are reaching that next age. Because it was always about, you know, sort of people lost in that sort of middle time period before their lives were put together, how they cope. If they can tap into
it. Have we changed? Have we even developed as people? Or are we still trying to get couches upstairs saying, pivot!
Pivot! Who knows? I'm always open to it if it's done well, but they rarely are, hey.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, entertainment reporter Justin Hill, thanks for joining me, buddy.
Thank you.
Anything else in trending you can find at hit.com.au. The latest from Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
And today is Wednesday, or as I think we need to refer to it going forward, Wednesday. At least for this brief period of time, the next 20 minutes or so, whilst we celebrate the little positives that go in our lives. If you listen on Fridays around this time, you know that sound quite well. The whip crack of Flog Fridays, where we just pay it out to people who have it coming to them every week. Peter Dutton generally gets a mention once or twice. But rather than just always focus on the negative, I thought, why don't we focus on the little wins we get along the way? The wins that we miss out on while we're too busy focusing on the negative stuff. Because I reckon everybody, no matter how bad your day's going, if you stop and you make it a purpose to list one or two good things that have happened during that bad day, you'll find something. I don't think anyone's life is truly that awful. And I certainly hope it isn't. If I'm wrong, I am very sorry. But I want to give you a chance on 13, 12, 16. Maybe give a shout out to somebody who's done something great. Or just call me to celebrate a win and I'll celebrate with you. It could be big, it could be small. This one I want to celebrate, Kay Stevens. She had a flat tyre at the Bailey Centre yesterday. And apparently two people stopped and they got out and they changed the tyre. They apparently, they'd called NRMA about half an hour ago. And the boy said, nah, don't bother doing that. Hang up. Cancel it. We'll sort it out and send Kay on her way. How lovely is that? How lovely is that? Just a moment of time from two people who do know how to change a tyre can mean all the world to somebody who doesn't really know where to start with that kind of thing. It is beautiful. I want to see more of that in the world. That'd be fantastic. Give us a call. 13 12 16. Let's celebrate Wednesday. What wins have you got?
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Well, right now, though, celebrating the wins. Little edition of Wednesday, which I hope to make a regular feature. That'd be quite lovely. Either a shout-out to somebody who's done something wonderful in your life, a little win you've had, some kind of positivity. If you get in a positive mindset, you start to see more positive things. Sarah's giving us a call on 13, 12, 16. How are you, Sarah?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. You got the kiddies in the back of the car there?
Yes, they've been very loud.
Well, they always are, aren't they? Sarah, do you have a win for us to celebrate?
I do. Yesterday I put my son's tablet on top of the car and I drove off and I put a little post up on Facebook and then another lady put a post up that she found it and it got returned to me. It fell off the side of the road. Her husband was riding home on his bike and he found it. And not a scratch on it or anything.
You are joking.
No, it was awesome.
That is incredible. Because, oh, yeah. Sarah, I'll be honest, I saw that post and I just went, nah, you're never seeing that again. That sucks.
No, I know.
And if you were to find it, I mean, it's flown off the roof of a car. It's going to be in pieces. You won't even want it back. But not a scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I could not believe it. And, it was amazing. I'm very, very happy to Michelle, the lady and her husband who handed it back to me.
Oh, wonderful work. That's what the COFS community is all about, isn't it? Just helping each other out.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
let me know what that iPod case is made of, because I want one. I'm going to...
This is kind of cheap plastic ones from, online.
Amazing. Well, it's worth every cent, I imagine. Sarah, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Cute Breakfast with AB and Ben.